Senator Vincent, well, thank you so much for those of you who are interested in staying. We'll have a time for questions from the audience as well. And while you're sort of settling in, I thought I would ask, jump in and ask sort of the first question. First question about these two remarkable young children that you worked with on this film and writing this story about the two sisters. And I mean, if you just want to talk a little bit about that, of where the story sort of came from in that way, and then how did you find and work with these two young, remarkable young girls?
The story is based on my childhood growing up in Korea. So the first inspiration came from that. But it took a long time for me to write the script, and I have to say the story developed a lot and changed a lot. So, and then also especially after we cast the two leads, I mean, their personality is so much in the film. So I have to say that the story is really about, you know, Jin and Bin, although it started from my own personal experience. So it's not an autobiographical film, but still it's very personal for me. But also it's somehow very removed now, so yeah.
You left Korea when you were 12, and when you came to the United States, and I don't know if you'd been back in the meantime, but this was the first time you made a film in Korea.
Yeah, it's my first time making a film in Korea, so yeah, I mean, I left when I was 12, and I went back. I went to Korea a couple times because of the film festival there with my husband Brad's film, and also my first film. But we actually went to Korea for a month initially to start the casting process, and then we were there for 3 months when we were shooting. So that was quite expensive, living in Korea and making this film. So.
Mm-hmm. Are there any questions in the audience? Mm-hmm. Yes, go ahead.
What was the casting process? Can you talk about the casting process for the film?
Yeah, initially I thought, well, maybe we could find some children who are already acting. So we contacted a couple of management agencies because they don't have agents and they don't have, the system is quite different there. So we had to go through management companies that develop kids. And we had a couple of meetings with them, and it was a terrifying experience. So what we did was actually we tried to contact everybody that we knew who might have had access to elementary schools, and we had to get an introduction to the teachers or principals who would give us permission, and then we had to get permission from parents that allowed us to go into classrooms to interview kids. So yeah, that was a long process, and then we would meet the kids, and then I would go second round, so interviewing them on camera and see how they react and how they respond back to me. So,
and just to follow up, so working with two girls that have acted before, so how did that challenge you as a director?
Well, the secret is my Korean skill level was about the same as the older girl who was in the first grade, so she and I got along great. And the second one, actually, as well, you know, they're very, very smart and intelligent and cautious girls. And when I first met Hyun at her school, she asked me, I picked her as one of the girls that I wanted to talk with. When I sat down with her with a video camera, she was very, you know, upright and honest with me. She said, "How come you're an adult, but you talk like me? Is there some mental thing?" So I knew she was this girl in that moment. She was just great. So yeah. Well, it was a challenging. Yes, it was challenging, but it was so much fun. You know, it was fun, and I learned a lot from them. And it was it was a huge growing experience for me. I think much more than for them, perhaps.
Can I just jump in with one thing? Did they end up feeling like sisters? Because they, to me, watching this film, I felt like they really had that bond of sisterhood that is so special. But of course, they weren't related to each other. But they felt that? I mean, did that happen on the set and that they really ended up being like sisters?
Yeah, they really bonded. I was terrified of putting them together, and because you just don't know how kids will interact. So it was kind of like a blind date, like 3 days before we started shooting. So we met at a restaurant and they showed up and we kind of checked each other out like cats. And then, you know, and then they started running around in circles in the restaurant and stuff like that. So it was almost magical. And the blessing that happened on the set was that they started arguing and fighting over toys or fighting over scenes. And it was just so natural for them. When older girl's crying, she's crying because she's frustrated the little one won't listen to her, and they got into this argument. I mean, there's so many moments when they were going on this journey of building a relationship together. So, yeah, I got really lucky.
Any other questions over here?
You said that it was the first time you did acting, right? So, when I was looking at the whole movie, their acting was so real. I mean, the way the
I think being a director is kind of a selfish thing, so I just kept pushing them, you know, take 15, take 20, and then when the older one would break down because she's so exhausted and tired of doing the scene, I'd be like, keep rolling, this is great. So, you know, it was like, she would cry and she would recover herself and she would look at me like, you're crazy. Like, you know, so we had this great thing going.
Is that how it happened? First of all, congratulations on your film. I'm sure my eye makeup is all on my face, and I heard other people sniffling around me, so I know I wasn't the only person that was so affected by your story, so congratulations to you. I would love to hear about your process as you were translating your script to the screen, like your visual, like what you were thinking about visually and how you were creating your storyboards and your visual element to this story.
Yeah, I think the hardest thing that I had to do was really separate my personal feelings from the story. So that took like 3 years of long journey and stuff. So after that was done, you know, there are a couple of great films that I use as a reference and also guiding principle. For me, like the story kind of existed even before I did my first film, but I felt like I didn't have enough experience in filming, or I didn't know enough about filmmaking to actually tackle the story. So one of the films that I referenced a lot was Nobody Knows, because I felt that was really wonderfully made, and I love Corrida's filmmaking, and to subtlety in that film was just, you know, something that I aspire to. And also, you know, there are some great classics, you know, 400 Blows and Landscape in the Mist and stuff like that that I referenced. But one of the things that I tried to do was I wanted to feel really intimate with Jin, the older girl. So how would I create the space where she exists and bring the audience into that space? So I wanted to make sure the camera was always on her eye level or even lower for the little girl. And then also the thing that I talked about with my producers and the crew and also the DP is that that on the set and always when we're working, the space is always for the two girls. So we kept the crew down to 4 people and sometimes 10 people at the maximum. So those like guiding things that I tried to follow and also talk to the DP and the crew about. And also, I don't know if you've seen my first film, In Between Days, which is mostly all close up. So in this film, it's a little bit less of that kind of close-ups, but I still wanted to have that, have that option to explore close-ups on Jen and also on Ben as they go through these transitions in their lives as well.
There's two questions on this side. We want to start in the far back, and then you start after we're looking behind.
One of your cast members was a young boy with Down syndrome, mm-hmm. and I was wondering how you cast him, or how the educational system in Korea mm-hmm. is set up, if it includes people with disabilities, or are they not inclusive? I mean, where did you find him? You went to school to find the girls.
Yeah.
What is his school situation like?
Yeah. Hyun-suk was cast through my assistant who was working with us and for us, and she was going to university, and she became an intern during pre-production, and then she helped us refer our cast. And she has this wonderful mom who's really involved in the church, and she actually took on the project because she read the script and she felt so connected to it. So mm-hmm. she actually advocated for me to come to her church, which has 2,000 membership. And she allowed me to come and observe the children who go to that church. So, and Hyun-suk is in the children's program at her church. So I saw him, and what happened was I was visiting other schools with schools for disability, you know, children with disabilities. And then I went to the church and I saw him, and then what happened was he just went up to me and gave me this huge hug, and then said, "Okay, you're the person." So that's how we found him. But I mean, it's one thing meeting the child, but you have to get interviewed by the parents. And luckily, I got reference from my intern's mom, and I got introduced to Hyun-suk's mom, and then we had this wonderful discussion, and we decided to bring her as actually the boy's mom in the film, so the mom and the boy got cast together.
Go ahead, sir.
Were any of the adults professional or semi-professional actors?
Yeah, the mom and the big aunt are both professional actors in Korea.
I've been here for 10 years, 11 years in America, so once in a while I have terrible homesickness. But it's always hard to explain everything to friends. I always just say, "Oh, I miss my family, my friends." But that's it. I couldn't tell in detail because they wouldn't understand. But when I was watching this movie, I was like, "Yeah, that's what I'm talking about." Especially that grandma, you know, come here, and then, you know, they eat these sweet potatoes and, you know, feel the smoke, you know. That was like, oh yeah, that's it. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I was missing. And my question here is grandma and grandpa, they really live at that site? Is that their house? Because they look so natural. They mm-hmm. didn't look like acting, especially grandma, like with a strong, strong accent. Mm-hmm. I speak, you know, really strong Korean, you know. I have a strong accent too, but anyway, grandma's, I didn't feel like she was acting. Mm-hmm. Was she real living at the house? Does it make sense?
Yeah. That grandma, she doesn't live on that farm, no. But she does live in the village. We cast her 2 days before we started shooting her scenes. And she was actually selling stomach, like herbal medicine on the street, in the market. So I stopped her and I asked her if she would be in a movie. She thought I was crazy. So, and then I stalked her some more, and then I had to go get one of our crew members to come and like tell her that I'm not crazy and stuff. So anyway, but she that's her hometown. She lived there all her life, and she's a farmer. She's been a farmer all her life. And yeah, she's just, so she knew exactly what to do. You know, like, okay, we're shooting. We're gonna, you know, light this, you know, and she just knew exactly. She just knew everything, as if she just stepped out of the script or something.
Can I ask one? Oh, go ahead, yes, Elizabeth.
Did you develop the script through the Sundance workshops?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was that process like for you?
It was fantastic, actually. because I didn't go to filmmaking school, went to art school, so I didn't really, like I said, I think after I made In Between Days, I felt like, oh, I got lucky making that video on my own and stuff. So, and this film to me was much more challenging. So I went through the lab, went to the script writing lab, and after that went to the directing lab in the summer. So, yeah. I mean, the beginning was a little brutal because, like I said earlier, the most difficult thing emotionally was separating myself away from the story. So when I was going through the script writing lab at the Sundance, you have meetings with very professional screenwriters, and they're like really, they're very critical of your story. So, and you have to defend yourself, why you are writing this character this way, why is this person like this? So it was really fantastic experience for me because I needed to go through that so that I get further and further removed from the story, and then that allowed Jim and to actually have a life of their own.
So when you went through the director's lab, did you shoot some of these scenes ahead of time and storyboard
yes.
them that way?
Yes, and it was shot in English, so it's a little different than what you see.
Has it screened in Korea yet, or do you plan for it?
Yeah, it screened in September at the Busan Film Festival, but it's going to be released, I think, May 10th.
I was wondering, was there any specific issues or things or something that they were emphasized?
Sorry, I'm sorry, I didn't hear the.
I was wondering, was there any specific theme or subject that they deliver besides?
Did everyone hear that question? It was a question about whether there was a theme that she was working on other than remembering from her, or recollecting from her own memory.
Hmm. Well, I don't know. I think that question comes up periodically with my work because it's dealing with memory or personal experience. So, but I don't work with themes. I don't say, oh, I'm going to talk about this theme of the children you left, or this theme of this girl finding new love. Because I can't think that way. So I think what I try to do is find something that's emotionally challenging for me, or something that's compelling personally, so then I can develop that in the long term. Because something like this takes a long to make. So I have to feel that it's important to me personally to keep on working on it. So I think that's what I try to do. And then I get kind of lucky if I get to share with an audience. So.
I was really impressed by the kind of deliberate facelessness of your earlier film.
Mm-hmm.
And I was also like in a different way struck by this waiting, this kind of like hanging around doors or windows. I mean, I was just wondering, was this idea of like a place or a certain kind of space something that you were working with when you were developing the story?
The story? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you might need to repeat that question as well for the people in the back.
I was just saying, I was really interested in the way that place and space, for me, was something that was really important in terms of following a certain kind of emotional like waiting, and even just with kids like hanging around the door, getting punished by the window, like just that particular kind of threshold, physical and obviously in other ways. I was just wondering if the ideas of space and place was something that you were considering while developing your story.
Yeah, I think I have to say, as far as like the space goes, it didn't really solidify until we actually went to Korea and did the pre-production and then started shooting even sometimes. So that came as part of like extra, to add to the story or to the film. or the texture. So, but when I was writing the story, I don't think I was intending to show any specific like spatial distinction or qualities, but there were certain, I think, emotions that I tried to capture that the girls are experiencing. For instance, they're indefinitely waiting, and what does that mean to wait and not understand completely? So, and I think that's like something that I try to capture and apply to every scene that I'm shooting. So hopefully that's something that comes across.
Right here in the middle, and then over here a second.
I like your use of grasshoppers.
The reason
I bring it up is grasshoppers in Northern Minnesota. If the fishing isn't good, you still got something to eat.
Yeah.
I was wondering why you use grasshoppers. When I first saw that, I thought, oh, yeah, the blind boy in Color of Paradise, the little bird at the beginning, this type of thing. So I was just wondering, how do you decide to use that? The grasshopper itself is a comfort thing for these kids.
The question in the people in the back was about the grasshoppers. We'll explain.
Yeah, well, grasshoppers, I mean, we used to catch a lot of them and eat them, actually. And everything that was killed in this movie, we ate. So, just, yeah, and then we, actually, my husband Brad and I were watching a Nature Channel recently. And if you are eating grasshoppers, you have to make sure it's grilled completely because they're worms that you could get. Just thought I'd share that with you. I didn't know that was.
Okay, over here.
I'm just wondering, where in South Korea did you film? Like, how many locations and what were the names of the cities or towns?
The question is about where in South Korea was filmed and the names of the towns and the locations.
It's Seoul City, and then we went down to Hanghae, Anne's house, and so the farm is in Hanghae, and that's the vicinity. So there's two locations.
I was just wondering if you have siblings and if you do, how that influenced your filmmaking, because the relationship between the two girls really spoke to me both as a parent of young children and also as a woman who has an older sister. Mm-hmm. And then that allowed the younger
girl. The question is whether So has siblings and how that would affect making this film.
I have a younger sister and an older brother, so my brother is kind of upset that he's not. Yeah.
What instructions did you give the older girl, or even the younger girl, in terms of what they might be supposed to be feeling or thinking or anything?
No, I didn't give them any instructions for feelings or thinking or even behavior per se, but the older girl and little girl, like we set up a game, and there were rules to this game, and there were very simple. One is never look in the camera. Two, never look at me. Three, repeat what I say. Four, they can't leave the set unless I say cut. So just basic four rules of the game. And then what happened was, like, there was a competition between them as to who gets, like, minus points. So they were really good at following these rules. And then neither one of them read the script or knew the full story. And we kind of just made it really challenging for them and exciting for them to show up in the morning. We tried to, so tried to mix it up. Mix up the locations, change the toys, things like that.
So all the emotions that we were imposing were really, we were imposing the emotions because of the story, as opposed to their emanating.
did you tell them part of the story? Did you tell them what the movie was about?
The question is, did she tell them part of the story, at least to get them, I guess, to know where it was?
Yeah, I told them it was about two sisters. And their relationship. And the older girl didn't have a sister at that time, and she really wanted a little sister, so she would ask every Christmas to her parents, she wants a sister, she wants a sister. So when this proposal came up, she totally jumped on it. And she was the one who told her parents that she really wants to do this. So, and then the little one is actually, she is in foster care because her parents are not capable of taking care of her well enough. So she really longs for a sister or family. So, yeah, so they really bonded.
There's a question over here, go ahead.
You had mentioned that the script had changed while you were writing it. So I was wondering if you could speak a little bit about maybe some scenes that you deleted or some backstory that you had in mind, particularly for the mother and the father. I was so interested in, you know, the blind spot of what happened to them. Like the mother being, I can tell she was a single mother, and she was going through a divorce. Her situation was that created the conflict of the pressures that occurred on the children.
Thank you for that story. Do you want to know what I left out? Because that sounds really good. So, I really didn't have that much more in the beginning that explains the mom and the dad. So, because I really wanted to just focus on the two girls' journey. So I felt like even at the, I mean, of course I went through these rewriting stages and stuff, but especially at the editing stage, like I wanted to take more and more of the mother out even eventually. So what stays, I felt, was my threshold of what I wanted to show for the mother character and where she's coming from, just implied. And and then specific scenes that I took out, we shot a lot of footage of with the girls in the second location, which is where they spend all this time with their big aunt. There's like a blind man and his wife, and there are so many more characters. But at the end, what was most important, and this happened in the editing stage as well, was that it was distracting. All the scenes and characters are distracting, actually, you know, as far as following their emotions and what they're going through. So,
Maybe if there's, I know a lot of people are getting ready to leave, is there one last question, or should we just, I know you've had your hand up, so one last question and we'll go from there. Thank you. The questions, the differences about filming in the U.S. and filming in Korea.
We shot my first film in Toronto, so that's quite different from the U.S. And then, I'm just going to talk about filming in Korea and what happened with our production. And I'm not saying that this is the norm, but what happened with this production was that we had half the team from the States, and the other half was actually the Korean crew. So there was a huge language and communication barrier because we only had one person who could translate between the Korean crew and the American crew, and he spoke more English than Korean. So it was quite tense because I had to do a lot of that translating with him, you know. And so in the beginning, there was a huge tension between the teams, but after the first 3 or 4 days, we really got into a groove. And what the Korean crew had to understand, and also the crew from the States, because they were coming from all over, when our AC and the DP were coming from LA, and our producer and assistant was coming from Chicago and New York. And then it was just like people from kind of all over the map. So we kind of had to like gather, and we never met before, and then we never shot a film together before, and it was just pieces were kind of floating the first 3 days, you know? And then we really, after we went down to Hunhae, where we started shooting the began scenes on the farm, things really settled in, and everyone got to this routine, and it was amazing. It was incredibly well-run production after that. So, yeah, I got really lucky. I think it could have not made it, you know? So.
Well, thank you very much, Sir Kevin, for coming to the workshop.